I'm speaking with Rosalind Bandy, the Energy Smart Community Liaison at Cornell Cooperative Extension. Rosalind, thanks for talking with me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
First off, can you talk about the goals of Energy Smart Community, or ESC?
Well, the ESC is a program that NYSEG created in support of New York State's Reforming the Energy Vision, or we call it REV for short, of those goals. And so the goals of REV are many. And you can go to the New York State REV website and see those. But primarily, it's around, from a very high level, it's changing the energy grid to become a more modernized grid. And then, you know, there are other things like improving the economy, being accountable to REV goals, providing jobs and economic incentives. That all plays a part of it. But the bottom line is changing the grid to be a more modern grid.
And what are the different upgrades being implemented as part of the Energy Smart Community?
Well, in Tompkins County, NYSEG has explained to us that Tompkins County is sort of their test bed for their ideas. And they chose Tompkins County because of its diversity. There's, you know, city populations, country populations, and there's a range of things to test here. So they're going to implement a grid upgrade to make it automated. And it's going to be in a certain area of Tompkins County. There's a map that you can find on, we have it on the Cooperative Extension website. It's also on the NYSEG website. And as part of those upgrades, there will be 12,400 smart meters installed, but there will also be other parts of the infrastructure becoming automated. I'm not a technical person, but that's what I understand, that it's more than just the smart meters, it's the infrastructure. And then they have another program to help people improve their energy usage, become more energy efficient, and that's called Yes Home Solutions, and it's all online.
So let's just back up a minute and say that NYSEG is New York State Electric and Gas. And that's a public utility.
I can tell you what Cooperative Extension is doing as a partner in this.
Yes, it would be great to know.
Okay. First of all, we are, Cooperative Extension has been a fixture in this community for over 100 years. It's a community-based nonprofit organization that's focused on improving the lives of people in the community through education and research. And our role is no different with the Energy Smart Community. Our role here is to educate the community on the context of the Energy Smart Community, which is REV, which is Tompkins County energy goals, and also to be a feedback loop from the community to NYSEG. And that's why we have a very extensive website. I have a phone number on there. That phone number goes directly to me. I have people calling me, asking me questions, giving me comments. And then I am that feedback loop back to NYSEG.
Okay. And what will consumers experience when the upgrades are being implemented?
From what NYSEG has told us, they are they're sending out letters notifying residents about the switch out of the smart meter, and the switch. You know, what they've said is when the meter gets switched, there's a very momentary outage of electricity. And the meter acts exactly as the analog meter does, but it does enable more things, such as having real-time information on your energy use, because it is all automated. They've told us that later this year they're going to be implementing a computer program for people to log into and actually see their energy use, so that they know, they understand it, and they can find ways to maximize efficiency or you know, if they want to look into solar options, that sort of thing, it's all available to them. And it's all, you know, one thing they have made clear in the public meetings that we've held is this is all optional. You don't even need to have a smart meter if you don't want one. You can, you know, opt out by calling them. All of this is optional.
So if I do opt to have a smart meter installed, but I currently read my own meters and send in the readings, how am I going to know that it's the same reading? I know that you mentioned that pretty soon people will be able to check in using, you know, a website to look at their usage. How will I know that my billing won't change?
From what NYSEG has said, there will be no more estimated bills. So people, as we did several focus groups late last year and about smart meters in the Energy Smart community, and one of the common threads in all four focus groups was, you know, people are not crazy about estimated bills. So that's one thing about automation, is that it will end estimated billing.
One thing you were mentioning when you talked about the website where people will be able to see their actual energy usage, it sounds very interesting to me. I'm wondering if you see that, for example, you're using a lot of energy even when you're not in your house because your computer is still on or your refrigerator is still on or whatever. I'm wondering, is NYSEG going to be able to offer consumers ways that they can save energy?
I do know that now they have an online program called Yes Home Solutions, where they can connect you to third-party providers who are experts in energy efficiency and solar and that sort of thing.
And how did the Cornell Cooperative Extension come to work with NYSEG on this project?
NYSEG really, and their parent company, Avangrid, wanted to have a connection to the community. And so that's really our role, is the connection from NYSEG to the community and the community back to NYSEG. So we are really a way to provide information. Our website is, we have a number of research, peer-reviewed scientific research papers on smart meters and different ways this has been implemented in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. And, you know, my role is to make sure that comments and questions that I get from the public are explained to NYSEG so that they're aware of the ways that the community is thinking, and the questions that they have.
Once people start, you know, within this area, have their smart meters and they're installed, and they start realizing when their energy usage is happening, how will the cooperative extension interface with the residents in that area to kind of advise them about how to reduce their energy usage?
Well, we have our own energy team that is certainly a resource for the community, and we have a solar campaign as well. But our main focus will be around education and that feedback loop. That's what we will be doing. You know, we're looking at options as the Energy Smart community gets implemented and the smart meters and the upgrades, the infrastructure upgrades are go installed, where, you know, we have some ideas around different forums we can have for more education. That's yet to be determined, but we have some ideas and you'll see them unfolding over the next couple of years.
So as the liaison, what would you like the community to know about before the smart meters are installed?
Well, first of all, I would like to know, like the community to know that you have a resource in Cooperative Extension if you have questions or concerns. I don't always have the answers, but I can get them for you, and that's my job. The other thing that I would like people to know is that You know, the current grid was really designed for the last century. It's a very centralized grid where energy is created, through nuclear or hydropower or, fossil fuel-based plants, and then it's transmitted and distributed in one direction. We have in Tompkins County a lot of interest in renewable energy. And so the grid is not really set up for thousands of points of generation. It's set up for a couple of points of generation and then one directional flow of those electrons. So if people are really interested in making renewable energy a critical part of the way we get our energy, a modernized grid is absolutely essential. And the first step to modernizing the grid is automation. So that's kind of the big picture look and the context for the Energy Smart community. We have some information on our website about that. But without automation, that modern grid is not going to be a reality.
And are there any other Energy Smart communities being set up across the state?
The Energy Smart community is NYSEG's creation. Like I said, Tompkins County is sort of the test bed. There are many other states and even countries watching how this rolls out and, the things that they test and the successes and, the things they have to tweak. But what NYSEG has explained in our public meetings is that after this testing period is complete, they do plan to roll it out to all of their service areas. Mm-hmm. So it will expand to other parts of the state.
Okay, and then how can people learn more about the Energy Smart communities?
Well, we have information on our website that is third-party research-based. NYSEG has information on their website as well. If you go to NYSEG Energy Smart Community, and if you go to Cornell Cooperative Extension /ESC, those are two ways you can gather information. We also have a form on our website if you want to send a question or a comment that goes right to me, and I will respond or get an answer for you.
Okay, well, Roslyn Bandy, Energy Smart Community Liaison at Cornell Cooperative Extension, thank you for talking with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.